You know, it feels like we're standing on the edge of something truly massive in tech right now. The way we build software is completely transforming, as AI moves way beyond just being a helpful sidekick to becoming these fully autonomous agents.
It's a profound shift, isn't it? We're seeing a paradigm change, driven largely by tools like Anthropic's Claude Code and the open-source OpenClaw. It's redefining the entire lifecycle, from how software is built to how teams collaborate and companies operate.
I remember when AI was just that dependent assistant, right? It would give you autocomplete, suggest a debug fix, or translate some language, but you always had to be the one pulling the trigger. It felt safe, but limited.
Exactly. But autonomous agents have broken that dependency. They can now take a high-level objective, break it down into actionable tasks, write the code, test it, resolve errors, and even deploy the results, all independently. It's a leap from passive assistance to active execution.
It's amazing to watch this play out. Claude Code has really stepped up as the enterprise standard here. Engineers can just describe what they want in plain language, and the agent handles the heavy lifting, navigating files, reading docs, writing tests, and iterating until it's done.
That integration is powerful. It drastically shortens development cycles, but it also shifts the developer's role significantly. We're moving away from manual coding towards system architecture and AI supervision. It's a fundamental change in how we value engineering work.
And it's not just the big enterprise players. OpenClaw has sparked this incredible open source movement. It's all about transparency and modularity, letting developers, startups, and research labs build their own workflows without being locked into closed ecosystems. It's so empowering.
That democratization is crucial. It proves that autonomous AI isn't just for well-funded corporations anymore. By accelerating adoption across diverse sectors, OpenClaw is ensuring that innovation isn't gated by budget, which brings its own set of challenges and opportunities.
But let's be real, this rapid maturity has created what people are calling controlled chaos. Teams are restructuring roles, rewriting job descriptions, and security departments are scrambling to figure out how to verify AI-generated code. We have to be careful about vulnerabilities and sensitive data access.
The security implications are serious. Traditional manual code reviews and rigid deployment pipelines are becoming obsolete, and we can't just ignore the risks. This disruption is as much cultural as it is technical. The industry is having to learn how to trust, guide, and govern these independent systems, which requires a mindset shift.
It's a bit of a shakeup, but the results are exciting. Companies that adapted quickly saw their productivity metrics surge, while those who hesitated are falling behind. Now that the dust is settling, a clear path is emerging, and it's really about finding that balance.
The chaos represents the growing pains of a necessary shift. Modern development is now prioritizing prompt engineering, system design, and rigorous oversight. Organizations are implementing guardrails, automated testing frameworks, and transparent logging to keep agents within safe, predictable boundaries.
I love how the most successful teams are treating AI as a collaborative partner rather than a replacement. It's about human creativity directing machine execution. What started as experimental help has evolved into this fully autonomous ecosystem, and it's inspiring to see where we're heading.
Ultimately, the rise of Claude Code and OpenClaw marks a definitive turning point in computing. While the transition is disruptive, it unlocks unprecedented efficiency and innovation. The organizations that thrive will be those that responsibly harness these tools, establishing new standards for human-AI collaboration and turning today's disruption into tomorrow's operational norm.